Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, baby. Happy Friday. We made it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nah. I mean, I'm a hard worker, but it is National Have Fun at Work Day.
Oh, there is.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Big local story. Alachua County Sheriff's Office involved lawsuit. Trial coming up. Details on that in a little bit. But first, a very special guest joining us this morning. State Senator from District 14, Hillsborough County, Tampa area, Jay Collins. He also spoke at our Valor Awards a couple of years ago. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for serving your country and you're an Army combat veteran. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Love doing it. Miss it every day.
So now you're in a different kind of battle in Tallahassee. It's getting heated up there. The governor on one side and the legislature, at least the leadership, not really playing ball with the governor. What are your thoughts about the legislation, that recent immigration bill that they sent to the governor?
Well, look, you know, this has been kind of a mess since Jump Street, right? The governor called a special session. They called it premature with a letter. They gabbled in, gabbled out, called their own special session, and the bill they put forward was not where it needed to be. They did some amendments, added a little bit in there, but in the end, it's still woefully short. It doesn't clearly address a 287G. We need full cooperation with the feds. It fails to really follow through on remittance. You know, you got to follow the money with all of this catch and release and all the things going on. It doesn't really address the whole bail issue properly. It essentially turns into catch and release 2.0, which is amnesty. And then, oddly, it puts the onus on immigration with the ag commissioner. I'm not really sure what that's about, but in the end, that's an executive thing reserved solely for the governor. So, you know, those are the big issues. There's a bunch of more little things that we can dig into, but we got to fix those. Those are glaring omissions right now that, frankly, don't meet the Florida standard.
Yeah, look, to me, the legislation itself is very telling. You asked the question, you know, why would that be under the purview of the ag commissioner? I can tell you why in my mind, because what's at the heart of this issue, I think, is cheap labor for ag and big sugar, I think, is a major part of this. I can't think of any other reason why they would send him such a weak bill. What do you think about that?
Well, look, it's absolutely got loopholes all throughout that. You know, immigration, and I grew up on a farm, and I was the ag chair in the Senate for a couple of years. There are definitely gaps within that space, but man, there are gaps all over our workforce. This is a problem that Governor DeSantis has talked about, and I'm not going to, you know, paint Sugar, Ag, or anybody in a corner right now. That's not my intent here. My intent is to follow through on Trump's plan, right? Donald Trump is knocking targets down. It's incredible. He's doing things at an almost frenetic pace. It's amazing to watch. He's been very clear. This is his number one priority. When Florida gets it right and we lead on this issue, the rest of the nation will follow. I already see it.
I absolutely agree with that. Back to your, you know, beginnings on a farm. Why can't we do something legally? Expand the work permit, expand work visas for ag for that sector. And at least people are here vetted, legal, paying whatever applicable taxes. Why can't we address the issue from that perspective and then put in a really tough immigration bill?
Oh, I'm all over that. 100% love that. So the H-2A visa program is specifically aimed at that ag space. Now, what happens is a lot of these folks, they come back here every year, work the same farms, go back to where they actually live, and they live very, very well because of, you know, the kind of money they make in this country. Ultimately, those are limited. And I think visa reform, now that is something we absolutely should talk about. There are egregious overlap and overuse of visas. There are blatant lies and people getting lost in the interior of our country over and over and over. President Trump's talked about it. Governor DeSantis talks about it. We got to get it fixed. It's just not meeting the standard. But to your point, this is the five-meter target, to use an Army term. We got to get this fixed, a strong immigration bill, and then we need to keep that pace up and knock things out. This just doesn't meet our standard.
Will the governor end up winning, so to speak, this battle?
Look, over 90% of the population who's called my office, reached out to me on the streets, supports the governor's approach to this. That's pretty shocking. Now, I'm pretty new to politics, going on year three, but in the scheme of things, I've never seen it. It has been overwhelming positive feedback with the governor's plan and being aggressive as possible. I think this thing is going to probably get vetoed when it hits his desk. And, you know, there's not the ability to override in the Senate. So we're going to have, you know, bite two, if you will, with this apple. We got to get it right. We got to do better.
Now, meanwhile, I mean, this is taking all the oxygen in the room talking about this immigration bill, and rightfully so. But in the meantime, a lot of Floridians, we're suffering under these incredible high insurance rates, both for homeowners and vehicle rates. Is there any help, any kind of mitigation that Tallahassee can offer, any sort of solution, increased competition? Is there anything slated to be worked on in that area?
Yeah. So, Bob, absolutely. The governor called for this. He said, look, if we're going to come together, let's knock out as much as we possibly can. Immigration was a priority. Referendum reform, we know that 3 and 4 very nearly passed. We know they're out there getting petitions signed now. We know there's rampant fraud in that process. He also said, hey, let's address these condos. And, you know, we had two hurricanes hit the same part of the state. People are suffering. Let's go ahead and load up on some of those programs. Let's get some storm relief. And when it comes to insurance, absolutely. There's going to be more work on that this coming session. I know that is a priority of everybody in the chamber. We're all paying those rates. We're all in that. So I fully expect there to be movement forward on that as we move forward.
All right. Well, let's hope so. And one last question. You know, you didn't really want to talk about Big Sugar and Big Ag and their influence, but I'll just ask you, what do you think the level of lobbyist influence is in general, and do they have too much influence, in your opinion?
Well, I think the lobby influence is there, right? But in the end, it's what the elected person does with that, right? I have no problem staying no. I was a Green Beret for 23 years. It was 5 years after I lost my leg. It's just standing strong and pushing that. And I think there are a lot of people in Florida who do it right. There really are. But there is an active lobby. We know that. There's lobby all over the state pushing every day on every issue. We got to get ag right. On the other side of that, ag's failing right now. Storms and greening and all that stuff is killing agriculture. that's nearing 50% of our economy still, even as it dwindles. We got to get this right. And I love your approach on the H2A. And that's something we've got to keep focused on and drive this forward. If we fail to feed ourselves, you know, where are we going to go next?
Where do you stand on the possibility of open carry? Are you for it?
Yeah, I am. So I carried the constitutional carry bill. That was my very first bill. We couldn't get open carry. We'll keep taking bites at the apple until we get all of our 2A rights lined back up.
Did open carry fail because it included university campuses?
No, open carry failed because it just didn't have the votes in the Senate.
Okay.
You know, everybody has their vote, and there are people who just aren't in line with that right now. So we'll keep coming back to it. I think 21 to 18 is the first thing we'll focus on, and then we'll keep pushing from there.
Fantastic. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your service to our country. Florida State Senator Jay Collins from District 14. Thanks again. Have a great weekend.
Bob, I appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right. We'll definitely keep in touch. I like it. Straight shooter.
We like him. He's good.
Give you the answers.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right. As we move forward, coming up, Alachua County Sheriff's Office, the lawsuit trial starts Monday. Details on that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Happy Friday. The weekend is here, my friends. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. You believe it's the last day of the month?
Man.
Wow.
Just feels like it was New Year's Eve, like last Thursday.
It does. It is 8:19, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's National Have Fun at Work Day. We're pretty blessed. I think we have a certain amount of fun every day, even though some of the subject matter we deal with is not fun. Plane and helicopter crash, 63 or more lives lost. No, That's not fun. But we try to take some of the other issues and lighter issues, and try to have a little bit of lightness to it, if you will. The top local story is Alachua County Sheriff's Office in a lawsuit. The trial begins Monday. I'll tell you more about it, but I also want to remind you that the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble for the Arc of Alachua County, that is going to be Friday, April the 4th. So I want you to not just mark it on your calendar, but I want you to get a hold of Mark Johnson over at the Arc and get your spot, because they always go quick, and I don't want you to miss it. So many people say, oh, yeah, man, well, you know, when's your golf tournament? I'm like, it was last month or whatever. And I always forget. Well, we do give plenty of notice, but the window does close quickly. So if you would, call 352-246-3516. That's Mark Johnson at the ARC, because ARC Alachua, they do awesome work for the developmentally disabled in our community, where they get to, you know, live to their potential. You know, hold jobs, group homes, everything. Mm-hmm. These are the same people that, about the time that we were born, would be warehoused.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, no, we can do better than that in our society. And the ARC of Alachua County certainly has for decades. And let's help them keep up the good work, because all the proceeds go to benefit them. And we've been blessed in this community. This is the biggest fundraiser for them all year long. And I'm proud to have my name on it, and for many years now. So,
what's that number again? I want to write it down to have over here, because I get calls during the show sometimes. Mm-hmm. And people want to reach out to Mark. What was that number again?
That number again is
352-246-3516.
And that's Mark Johnson.
Okay, cool. I wrote down MJ. I hope I don't think that I had Michael Jackson's old phone number or something.
So, yeah. Sorry. Well, you could have wrote down, Big Johnson, but that, that would be a boat motor. Thank you very much, everybody. Shecky Rose back at the studio.
It is Friday. Have fun at work day. That was national.
It's not just our have fun at work day, we try to make every day a little bit, bearable. But no, it is national have fun at work day. Make sure you tell your boss before the shenanigans begin. Or maybe don't. Just have that in your back pocket ready to play.
Just throw it on them. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the workplace, somebody doesn't think they were given a fair shot in the workplace, and that's what this lawsuit is about. A discrimination lawsuit against the Alachua County Sheriff's Office will go to trial Monday, and they've set aside a whole week, so they think this might not be, a quick case. This was filed back in 2023. This is the 8th Judicial Court, and the judge who will be presiding, Judge Gloria Walker, and she'll make a determination. So I'm assuming that means it's not a jury. Does that make sense? Will preside over the case and make a determination. Well, that might be related to some aspects of the trial. Anyway, the bottom line is this thing starts Monday. This was filed, and basically it boils down to this: under Sheriff Clovis Watson Jr., you've got a case of racial discrimination, they claim. Yep. And it's Sergeant Kevin Davis that it feels like he was discriminated against. He's white. And apparently they passed him up for promotions in favor of black officers and then retaliated against him for filing complaints. You know, that's the interesting thing. They have a mechanism for if you don't feel like, you're getting treated fairly in the workplace for whatever reason, whether it's discrimination or something else. Mm-hmm. You bring it to their attention, and you're supposed to do that internally. And internally, give them an opportunity to work it out. Was this an oversight? What happened here? Let's take a look. You want to do what's right by your employees. If you're that kind of manager or leader, you should. And I'm not saying that I don't know how much validity there is to the lawsuit. I mean, if you go by some of the chatter, I'd say You know, Sergeant Kevin Davis is standing on pretty solid ground, although I guess one of the attorneys for the sheriff's office says, you know, it's mostly circumstantial. So,
yes, we'll see. Interesting.
Yeah. And the lawsuit has six counts for violation of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Florida Civil Rights Act, and federal statute 42 U.S.C. Wow.
That'd be interesting since they are calling, you know, the other sheriffs since then as well, you know, to get perspective on what's going on there. That'd be an interesting case.
I'm wondering how would...
I was thinking through that. It's like, okay, well, so Sheriff Ganey came in. He had nothing to do with the decision, but he would have seen and maybe heard from the perspective within, you know, the sheriff's office. And then, of course, with Chad, he would have probably been there at the time, so maybe he knows a little bit what's going on. So maybe that's why they're bringing in the latter sheriffs, if you will.
Maybe, yeah, maybe what occurred versus what the standard protocol is if Clovis Watson Jr. deviated from... from protocol,
right?
They could help to illustrate
a little perspective. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll see, I guess.
And then he'd obviously have to defend whatever that, right. that was and why. It is interesting, yeah. And well, we'll see, and we will follow it, no doubt about that. Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem. She is part of cutting funding to some migrant aid groups. She is the Homeland Security Chief, and already on the job, she's gone on raids. What a difference between her and Secretary Mayorkas right out of the box.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, just let there be absolutely no question. I mean, I get it, not everybody voted for Trump, but you have to be honest and say this has got to be a refreshing change. You've got a very active president, you know, making things happen. And he's made some good choices on some of these picks, and I think she's going to be one of them. And already you see such a difference. They're getting rid of rapists and murderers that are here illegally. And what? No matter who you voted for, separate that from, doesn't that make sense? Doesn't that make your family safer?
Well, and a great point.
Of course it does.
And a great point that's been brought up. How did they suddenly know where to go get them? Oh, no. People knew all along. They just weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
Because it's not like overnight Donald Trump found them all and said, hey, here's where they are. Here's where they live. Here's where they work. No, they had to know already.
No, they knew, and they had certain targets. And these were, you know, high risk type individuals, gang members.
Yes.
Involved in gun running and drug running and things like that.
And no, they're not all tan.
Oh, you know, that whole brown thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Says the guy that has never had a tan, have you?
Not a whole lot, no.
So no.
Not too much.
Yep, the sun can be your friend.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We've got plenty more coming up, and don't you forget that it is National Have Fun at Work Day, and also don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and it is National Have Fun at Work Day. Woo-woo!
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Spitballs? Food fight? Mm. Well, how do you have fun at work these days?
I like the little fold up the little paper football.
Oh, and play a little game of football?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know? If you have a hallway or a parking lot, you can play some kind of game. And it's use some of the things around your workplace. You don't have to bring anything to work. Like, you modify things to make it work. Think like when you were a kid. You know?
Use what you got.
Yeah.
Cardboard box, sticks, whatever.
Yeah. But with this warning, remember that, you know, your have a fun at work day stops when it starts to step on somebody else having a fun work day.
Mm.
In other words, don't take it out on your coworkers.
Because you might have one that actually wants to work. You know, the one that's not very much fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is usually you, Greg, but that's another story.
Well, it's because I have more to do. That's why.
Killjoy. Dr. Killjoy. Needed. Stat. Opinion piece. Kristen Fleming, New York Post. Spare us the tears, Selena Gomez. You're crying for bad hombres. It was a video that definitely went viral. You had to at least see a glimpse of it. This was Selena Gomez. The tears of a clown. As the writer put it, and the video was posted to Instagram, and she just pointed the camera at her face and let the waterworks flow, and she could barely get out words. She was crying on camera, and it had to do with, she's a transparent and performative plea that she put on for attention or sympathy. Well, this one was aimed at President Trump and the immigration raids. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't, she said, whose paternal grandparents are originally from Mexico. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything. I promise. My people are getting attacked. But who exactly is Gomez crying for? Who are her people? Is she weeping for members of MS-13 or the TDA group? What about Edgar De La Cruz Manzo, a convicted child rapist and Mexican national who was arrested by ICE in Seattle? Or was she crying for Ethiopian national Yared Mekonnen, a convicted sex offender nabbed by ICE in New Orleans? The purpose of these initial raids is to apprehend criminal illegal immigrants who have been protected by sanctuary laws. It's also to jumpstart a very surgical cleanup of President Biden's colossal border mess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when you do that, you know, the tears are flowing and all that. You know, there's tears flowing.
Yeah.
And they're family members of victims of heinous crimes that was done to their family members by illegal immigrants who crossed the border when Biden said, everybody, come on in. And you even had these NGOs that were funded around the world, a lot with taxpayer dollars, that were sending people here. You know, they didn't get here by accident. They were sent on planes. You don't get a people from, you know, 115 different countries. They didn't all, you know, swim to Mexico.
No, you don't. It's a long drive from Lebanon. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And you have to have one of those cars that... It's a boat, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They made one that was, I think, kind of semi-mass produced.
Early 60s, yeah.
Yeah, what was it called? Do you remember?
I'm going blank on it.
I'm going to call it the Sunfish.
It was, okay. It was a little German car. Had a couple little propellers in the back and a little tiny motor. And, yeah, you could drive that from the shore onto calm water. They were kind of cool. And they're still out there, restored.
Because wasn't there a car that was like Sunray or something to do with sun that was a little sun or something? Wasn't that a little car back in the day? And since this could go in water, I just named it the Sunfish, but probably not accurate. Probably a better name, actually, since I am a marketing genius.
Well, there is that. I think they just call the one we're talking about just an amphicar, like, you know, amphibious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, why do they quit making them?
Well, so many people are going to buy something like that, probably. I don't know.
Man, I would think, I mean, when you could drive right down the ramp and then you're out in the water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're cute.
I don't know.
I remember seeing one in St. Louis as a kid, and like literally, and this probably not the smartest. They literally drove into the Mississippi River. Well, that's some current. So that probably wasn't smart. But I remember actually seeing that as a kid, thinking, "What in the world are they doing?" So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Secretary Pete Hegseth. Yep. He is already on it. From their perspective, I'm talking about the awful crash that happened over the Potomac. And since he's the defense secretary, you know, he's got to handle, you know, that perspective. You know, the helicopter that was involved. And he said the environment around which we choose pilots or air traffic controllers, as the president pointed out correctly yesterday, better be the highest possible standard. I don't care what background they come from. I don't care what race they are, what gender they are, if they're rich or if they're poor. I just need them to be good at their job because I need my flight to land safely. Yeah, as everybody else feels the same way. He said the same thing applies to the Defense Department, to our military. I don't care about your background, your gender, your skin color. I want the best. And
there you go.
That's what we should all hope for. Speaking of the best, some firefighters, High Springs, way to go. Along with La Crosse firefighters, responded to brush fire, County Road 1491 in Alachua County, and they reported a three-acre fast-moving grass fire. 3 acres. Think about that when you're on the mower. Like, 3 acres, that's a substantial piece.
It is, and that is scary when it's... I mean, so, again, do the multiplication of how scary that is, and then think about all the stuff going on in California and what you dealt with, you know, in Florida, what, you know... decade or two ago. That's scary stuff because they spread so fast.
Well, let's just say, you know, you're out in a little pasture and you go, okay, well, you know, you can let it burn off. Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. There's a home there and actually a boat parked there.
Oh, that's scary.
And they saved the home, really. I mean, literally, they said it was 10 feet. Oh. The fire was within 10 feet of the home and a boat was mere inches from there. Wow.
Since it's been like 12 or 13 years, I will admit that I was almost part of what could have turned into a really bad, scary experience. We were out outside of St. Louis, about an hour or so in the country, friend's cabin. And there was a lot of what had been tree debris. We're talking like big trees, but, you know, piled up with a bulldozer kind of stuff. Big mounds. But they had been sitting there for a very long time. That just gives you an idea of the potential problem there. And we were shooting Tannerite, which is fun. Ooh. But we'd sit it up on the log, you know, on one of the logs, and shoot, bang, and the whole thing. And then all of a sudden you realize you start seeing little embers from deep in that had gone deep inside this pile of old wood. And we are like scrambling with buckets and trying to find the one hose that may be at the cabin, because we could just envision, and it is how it happens, how quickly something...
I mean, was this a pile that was taller than your head?
Oh, absolutely. It was a good...
Really?
It was a good 10, 12 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
And probably 40 or 50 feet wide.
Yeah, people are going to find out about that.
Well, and if that goes, everything around it goes.
Oh.
And you're out in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, that was probably one of the scariest moments. And why I think when I hear about these fires, I realize, wow, it does not take much.
And it could happen to anybody, literally.
Yes.
And that's why they say take all the precautions. Department of Forestry has a great website.
Yes.
They'll tell you what's legal, the safe way to do any burning. I have a suspicion possibly they didn't determine the cause of the fire. But during these very dry conditions, it can be a cigarette butt. And there are people that are still, you know, not conscious of that, and that is, you know, unacceptable. And, you know, if you're gonna be smoking, take care of your trash.
Yes.
That's your trash.
Yes.
And you should be taking care of it, especially when the harm you know it can do now starting fires.
Uh-huh. Us send Dr. Ludi Bond to come after you.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that. She could get quite serious.
Uh-huh.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum strolled into his new role as Trump's Interior Secretary Thursday. Senate confirmed him with a 79-18 vote. So he kind of breezed in to some extent. He briefly ran for the Republican presidential nomination. And, they said there was no real issues with his path to confirmation. And so he's... I think he's going to do a great job, and I think he's going to support what President Trump's energy policy is, and that aims to expand oil, gas development, roll back environmental protections enacted under the Biden administration. And no, you know, this striving to be energy independent again and to actually have, you know, net that we can sell to other countries, it's not at the expense of having dirty water and air and all that. These are onerous regulations that were done on purpose just to stifle the oil industry. Mm-hmm. Okay? It is not like it's necessarily going to lead to better practices. They just want to, well, trip the guy that's walking down the street because they don't like oil. It's really what it comes down to. So, Burgum, though, has acknowledged the existence of climate change, and as governor, he set ambitious targets of making North Dakota carbon neutral. But he suggested during these hearings that he would fast-track natural gas and coal development on federal lands to power artificial intelligence data centers.
Okay.
Well, they're going to need huge energy sources for these things.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Apprehensive.
Of the yes.
Is the word.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
It is 8:45. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. It is 8:48. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is also National Have Fun at Work Day. And hopefully you're having some bits of fun here and there in the workplace. You know, that's the other thing that remote working, you know, you don't get that interaction. Now I get it. Look, if you've got an office and people like to come by and chit-chat and you've got a ton of work to do, yeah, that's not good. But if you have a work pace and workspace where you can interact with people and kind of close it off when you need to, that's kind of nice.
I'm just trying to envision, you were talking about earlier this morning how when you were working at a rock station, was it Orlando back in the day?
Yeah.
The hall that you were playing football in. Now, is that the hall of the building, as in those stuffy bankers were walking down the same hall you were playing football in, or were you in your radio station suite?
So we had like, almost half of a floor, not okay. quite half of a floor.
Right.
So, yes, there were other businesses operating out of that floor.
So you were in the same hall as the stuffy bankers trying to, you know.
Yeah, but we could make them go around the other way. probably one of the things that didn't go over well.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right. And if there's one thing people hate, is a certain group of people hate this.
Yeah.
Seeing other people have fun.
That's true, too.
They're the people that, you know, call the cops because the kid is on a mini bike.
Right.
Now, granted, you probably want the kid to maybe have a helmet on or something. And
sure.
If they're more than 3 years old, but yeah, there's people that can't stand to see people having fun.
See, it's funny because what came to mind for me is I thought you were going to say play basketball, because it made me think of our friend Bobby White, the GPD, the basketball cop, because that's how that whole thing, you know, kind of went national in the sense of attention, because...
Oh, were they making too much noise or something in their neighborhood?
During the daytime, they're playing basketball, you know, and they call the cops on them. Well, Bobby shows up and he plays ball with them. And then, of course, then the whole Shaquille O'Neal showing up, and it kind of went crazy from there, so...
A ball bouncing on the pavement can resonate. And
yes,
and,
it can.
I'm just very fortunate that, depending on the nature of the sounds,
yeah.
when I'm taking my nap, I can sleep through anything.
Right.
And I mean lawnmowers, whatever.
Well, now you've talked about some hearing loss because of some shooting in the past. Exactly. Where it's interesting because we are opposite in that way because, man, I hear everything. Except when my wife really wants me to do something, then sometimes I don't hear that.
Well, you're just in general, Barry, don't take this the wrong way, but just you're sensitive. You're sensitive to the hot, to the cold.
Yes.
And so
I think that all ties into the OCD thing, too. I think it's all one big package that comes together.
You wish Jen would say
that. Yeah, I know.
Several prominent stars with personal ties to Texas are urging the entertainment industry to say goodbye, California. Kiss my... All right, I added
what?
That.
Yes, yeah, I added that. I didn't see that part.
And go ahead and move your productions to the Lone Star State.
Mm.
Yep. And the hope is, actually, from some of these people, that Texas will become the new Hollywood.
Nice. I loved the irony and the smack in the face. Remember when Georgia tried to pull that garbage... It had to do with both, you know, movie production and then you ended up having...
They lost the All-Star game there.
But my point being, they're trying to have no business, you know, go on. And
right.
then all of a sudden, you know, World Series, baseball, all that kind of thing. And it's kind of funny.
Well...
How things come back on you sometimes.
Yeah. They tried like a boycott type thing. What was it? Anti-woke or what? I forget what the even...
It's been a while.
Can't even remember what the issue was. It was so
But when
lame.
The big game comes back to town and it's like there's all this business coming back in that you tried to block. It's like, you know, sometimes karma.
So when we talk about actors leaving California hoping that Texas will be the new Hollywood, we're talking about some pretty big names. Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson,
yeah,
Renee Zellweger, Dennis Quaid, they actually appear in a new video titled True to Texas.
Really?
In which they make a case for Hollywood to pick up stakes and move to the land of cowboys and oil fields.
I like it.
Yeah. Now, you know who does that as kind of a one-man band is the actor Jeff Daniels, mm-hmm. Dumb and Dumber, and a lot of other things he's done, but he's from Michigan. So he's a big proponent from Michigan.
Yeah.
Also in the video is actor Billy Bob Thornton, and he's got a huge hit on his hands right now, that Landman.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
You haven't? What are you waiting for? It's the same guy, Taylor Sheridan, is co-writing and co-producing this. He's the guy that brought us Yellowstone.
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome then.
I've been watching it. This season is done already, and I already ripped through it.
Yeah.
But they're planning for more, and I think it's well done. It's it's kind of like old school Hollywood, you know? In other words, you won't see any kind of wokey stuff and weird stuff.
Because nobody hates almost anything worse. You're watching a movie, and then whatever gratuitous, whatever, it's like, why'd you have to put that in there? That was not needed. In fact, it was a distraction.
And sometimes they would do it in more subtle ways. But if they could, you know, paint conservatives or Republicans, yes, or some a certain way, mm-hmm, they would absolutely do that. It's pretty much the opposite with, yeah, Taylor Sheridan, like, and what he does. Yeah, the video paints a dire picture of Hollywood as Los Angeles is picking up the pieces from these incredible, terrible fires and the damage done there. Hollywood is a flat circle, Wood, McConaughey says, later adding, this industry is like somebody's memory of an industry, and the memory's fading. I'm talking about a whole new hub for film and television. A renaissance. A rebirth.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds good.
There have been several states that have really, I think North Carolina was one that got very aggressive, oh, yeah, for a while.
Yes.
Georgia was aggressive for a, uh-huh, while. Florida, it has been kind of up and down, pushed a little. I think part of it is it's such a great location to make a film that they haven't had to, you know, give away the store, so to speak.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's all helps in economic drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's not just the actors. You think of all the crews and all the support that comes to town. You're supporting local businesses, transportation, restaurants. It's a great thing.
Yeah. Plus, we could be extras.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Be fun to at least do it just to do it, just for the experience, bucket list kind of thing.
Yep. What was the movie years ago? Steve. Who did? The comedian. I cannot believe I just went blank on it. And he did a movie, and it was actually done down on the campus. Who
Waterboy?
Who used to put the arrow through his head back in the day? Stand-up comic, white hair.
Arrow through the head?
Yeah.
Is this going way back?
Yes.
Like F Troop or something?
No, 70s. Who am I thinking of? He did the song about King Tut. Who did King Tut?
Martin.
Martin. Could not think of his name to save my life, obviously. Anyway, a movie that he had done that was a part of that was done down on the campus in Gainesville. One of the scenes involved a sniper up in the clock tower.
Oh.
And a lot of Jen's family were in that. And you can kind of, if you watch, they're like in the stands and the whole bit.
Oh, okay.
You can see her sisters and a bunch of the family was actually in that. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, Joaquin Phoenix. His family live in the Micanopy area, general kind of area there. But as soon as you said Steve Martin.
Yeah.
And you said King Tut.
Yeah.
Right then,
yeah,
the rest of my brain shut down, and this will be in my head the rest of the day. King Tut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else saying the same thing. Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
Let's say it together. Thanks, Greg.
King
Tut. Thanks, Greg. The only way to erase that thing when it's stuck in your mind is to sing the happy birthday song.
Yeah, they say that takes away those earworms. I don't know. Although maybe a little peroxide would work, too.
It works.
Does it?
Yeah, okay. I don't have any worms.
Okay, we're good.
Come on, man. Are you having fun at work yet?
Hey, it's National Have Fun at Work Day.
National Have Fun at Work Day is happening right now. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky, Friday. Happy Friday. The weekend is here, my friends. Enjoy. You believe it's the last day of the month?
Man.
Wow.
Just feels like it was New Year's Eve like last Thursday.
It does. It is 8:19, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's National Have Fun at Work Day. We're pretty blessed. I think we have a certain amount of fun every day, even though some of the subject matter we deal with is not fun. Plane and helicopter crash, 63 or more lives lost. No, that's not fun. But we try to take some of the other issues and lighter issues and try to have a little bit of lightness to it, if you will. The top local story is Alachua County Sheriff's Office and a lawsuit. The trial begins Monday. I'll tell you more about it. But I also want to remind you that the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble for the Arc of Alachua County, that is going to be Friday, April the 4th. So I want you to not just mark it on your calendar, but I want you to get a hold of Mark Johnson over at the Arc and get your spot, because they always go quick, and I don't want you to miss it. So many people say, oh, yeah, man, well, you know, when's your golf tournament? I'm like, it was last month or whatever. And I always forget. Well, we do give plenty of notice, but the window does close quickly. So if you would, call 352-246-3516. That's Mark Johnson at the ARC, because ARC Alachua, they do awesome work for the developmentally disabled in our community, where they get to, you know, live to their potential. You know, hold jobs, group homes, everything. Mm-hmm. These are the same people that, about the time that we were born, would be warehoused.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, no, we can do better than that in our society. And the ARC of Alachua County certainly has for decades. And let's help them keep up the good work, because all the proceeds go to benefit them. And we've been blessed in this community. This is the biggest fundraiser for them all year long. And I'm proud to have my name on it, and for many years now. So,
what's that number again? I want to write it down to have over here, because I get calls during the show sometimes. Mm-hmm. And people want to reach out to Mark. What was that number again?
That number again is
352-246-3516.
And that's Mark Johnson.
Okay, cool. I wrote down MJ. I hope I don't think that I had Michael Jackson's old phone number or something.
So, yeah. Sorry. Well, you could have wrote down, you know, Big Johnson, but that, you know, that would be a boat motor. Thank you very much, everybody. Jackie Rose back in the studio.
It is Friday. Have fun at work day. That was national.
It's not just our have fun at work day, which we try to make every day a little bit, you know, bearable. But no, it is national. Have fun at work day. Now, make sure you tell your boss before the shenanigans begin. Or maybe don't. Just have that in your back pocket, ready to play.
Just throw it on them. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the workplace, somebody doesn't think they were given a fair shot in the workplace, and that's what this lawsuit is about. A discrimination lawsuit against the Alachua County Sheriff's Office will go to trial Monday, and they've set aside a whole week, so they think this might not be, you know, a quick case. This was filed back in 2023. This is the 8th Judicial Court, and the judge who will be presiding, Judge Gloria Walker, and she'll make a determination. So I'm assuming that means it's not a jury. Does that make sense? Will preside over the case and make a determination. Well, that might be related to, well, some aspects of the trial. Anyway, the bottom line is this thing starts Monday. This was filed, and basically it boils down to this, under Sheriff Clovis Watson Jr. You've got a case of racial discrimination, they claim. Yep. And it's Sergeant Kevin Davis that it feels like he was discriminated against. He's white. And apparently they passed him up for promotions in favor of black officers and then retaliated against him for filing complaints. You know, that's the interesting thing. They have a mechanism for if you don't feel like, you know, you're getting treated fairly in the workplace, right, for whatever reason, whether it's discrimination or something else. Mm-hmm. You know, you can you bring it to their attention, and right, you're supposed to do that internally. And internally, you know, give them an opportunity to work it out. Was this an oversight? What happened here? Let's take a look. You know, you want to do what's right by your employees. If you're that kind of manager or leader, mm-hmm, you should. And I'm not saying that. I don't know how much validity there is to the lawsuit. I mean, if you go by some of the chatter, I'd say, you know, Sergeant Kevin Davis is standing on pretty solid ground. Although, I guess one of the attorneys for the sheriff's office says, you know, it's mostly circumstantial. So,
yes, we'll see. Interesting.
Yeah. And the lawsuit has 6 counts for violation of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Florida Civil Rights Act, and Federal Statute 42 U.S.C. Now,
that'll be interesting, since they are calling, you know, the other sheriffs since then as well, you know, to get perspective on what's going on there. That'll be an interesting case.
I'm wondering, how would...
Well, I was thinking through that. It's like, okay, well, so Sheriff Gainey came in, he had nothing to do with the decision, but he would have seen and maybe heard from the perspective within, you know, the sheriff's office. And then, of course, with Chad, he would have probably been there at the time, so maybe he knows a little bit what's going on. So maybe that's why they're bringing in the latter sheriffs, if you will.
Maybe, yeah, maybe what occurred versus what the standard protocol is if Clovis Watson Jr. deviated from protocol,
right?
They could help to illustrate
a little perspective. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll see, I guess.
And then he would obviously have to defend whatever that was and why. It is interesting, yeah. And well, we'll see, and we will follow it. No doubt about that. Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem. She is part of cutting funding to some migrant aid groups. She is the Homeland Security Chief. And already on the job, she's gone on raids. What a difference between her and Secretary Mayorkas right out of the box.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, just let there be absolutely no question. I mean, I get it. Not everybody voted for Trump. But you have to be honest and say, this has got to be a refreshing change. You've got a very active president, mm-hmm. you know, making things happen. And he's made some good choices on some of these picks, and I think she's going to be one of them. And already you see such a difference. They're getting rid of rapists and murderers that are here illegally. And what? No matter who you voted for, separate that from, doesn't that make sense? Doesn't that make your family safer?
Well, and a great point.
Of course it does.
And a great point that's been brought up. How did they suddenly know where to go get them? Oh, no. People knew all along. They just weren't allowed to.
Yeah.
Because it's not like overnight Donald Trump found them all and said, hey, here's where they are. Here's where they live. Here's where they work. No, they had to know already.
No, they knew, and they had certain targets. And these were, you know, high risk type individuals, gang members involved in gun running and drug running and things like that.
And no, they're not all tan.
Oh, you know, that whole brown thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Says the guy that has never had a tan, have you?
Not a whole lot, no. So
no.
Not too much.
Yeah, the sun can be your friend.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We've got plenty more coming up, and don't you forget that it is National Have Fun at Work Day, and also don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is National Have Fun at Work Day. Woo-woo!
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Spitballs? Food fight? Mm. Well, how do you have fun at work these days?
I like the little fold up the little paper football.
Oh, and play a little game of football?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? If you have a hallway or a parking lot, you can play some kind of game. And it's use some of the things around your workplace. You don't have to bring anything to work. Like, you modify things to make it work. Think like when you were a kid. You know?
Use what you got.
Yeah.
Cardboard box, sticks, whatever.
Yeah. But with this warning, remember that, you know, your have a fun at work day stops when it starts to step on somebody else having a fun work day.
Mm.
In other words, don't take it out on your coworkers.
Because you might have one that actually wants to work. You know, the one that's not very much fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is usually you, Greg, but that's another story.
Well, it's because I have more to do. That's why.
Killjoy. Dr. Killjoy. Needed. Stat. Opinion piece. Kristen Fleming, New York Post. Spare us the tears, Selena Gomez. You're crying for bad hombres. It was a video that definitely went viral. You had to at least see a glimpse of it. This was Selena Gomez. The tears of a clown. As the writer put it, and the video was posted to Instagram, and she just pointed the camera at her face and let the waterworks flow, and she could barely get out words. She was crying on camera, and it had to do with, she's a transparent and performative plea that she put on for attention or sympathy. Well, this one was aimed at President Trump and the immigration raids. "I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't," she said, whose paternal grandparents are originally from Mexico. "I don't know what to do. I'll try everything. I promise. My people are getting attacked." But who exactly is Gomez crying for? Who are her people? Is she weeping for members of MS-13 or the TDA group? What about Edgar De La Cruz Manzo, a convicted child rapist and Mexican national who was arrested by ICE in Seattle? Or was she crying for Ethiopian national Yared Mekonnen, a convicted sex offender nabbed by ICE in New Orleans? The purpose of these initial raids is to apprehend criminal illegal immigrants who have been protected by sanctuary laws. It's also to jumpstart a very surgical cleanup of President Biden's colossal border mess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when you do that, you know, the tears are flowing and all that. You know, there's tears flowing.
Yeah.
And they're family members of victims of heinous crimes that was done to their family members by illegal immigrants who crossed the border when Biden said, "Everybody, come on in." And you even had these NGOs that were funded around the world, a lot with taxpayer dollars, that were sending people here. You know, they didn't get here by accident. They were sent on planes. You don't get a people from, you know, 115 different countries. They didn't all, you know, swim to Mexico.
Now, you don't, it's a long drive from Lebanon. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And you have to have one of those cars that... It's a boat, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They made one that was, I think, kind of semi-mass produced.
Early 60s, yeah.
Yeah, what was it called? Do you remember?
I'm going blank on it.
I'm going to call it the Sunfish.
It was, okay. It was a little German car, had a couple little propellers in the back, and a little tiny motor, and yeah, you could drive that from the shore onto calm water. They were kind of cool, and they're still out there, restored.
Because wasn't there a car that was like Sunray or something to do with sun that was a little sun or something? Wasn't that a little car back in the day? And since this could go in water, I just named it the Sunfish, but probably not accurate. Probably a better name, actually, since I am a marketing genius.
Well, there is that. I think they just call the one we're talking about just an amphicar, like, you know, amphibious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, whatever, why did they quit making them?
Well, like, so many people are going to buy something like that, probably. I don't know.
Man, I would think, I mean, when you could drive right down the ramp and then you're out in the water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're cute.
I don't know.
I remember seeing one in St. Louis as a kid, and like literally, and this probably not the smartest. They literally drove into the Mississippi River. Well, that's some current. So that probably wasn't smart. But I remember actually seeing that as a kid, thinking, "What in the world are they doing?" So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Secretary Pete Hegseth. Yep, he is. He is already on it. From their perspective, I'm talking about. The awful crash that happened over the Potomac, and since he's the defense secretary, you know, he's got to handle, you know, that perspective, you know, the helicopter that was involved, and he said the environment around which we choose pilots or air traffic controllers, as the president pointed out correctly yesterday, better be the highest possible standard. I don't care what background they come from. I don't care what race they are, what gender they are, if they're rich or if they're poor. I just need them to be good at their job because I need my flight to land safely. Yeah, as everybody else feels the same way. He said the same thing applies to the Defense Department, to our military. I don't care about your background, your gender, your skin color. I want the best. And
there you go.
That's what we should all hope for. Speaking of the best, some firefighters, High Springs, way to go. Along with La Crosse, firefighters responded to a brush fire, County Road 1491 in Alachua County, and they reported a three-acre fast-moving grass fire. 3 acres. Think about that when you're on the mower. Like, 3 acres, that's a substantial piece.
It is, and that is
chunk.
Scary when it's... I mean, so, again, do the multiplication of how scary that is, and then think about all the stuff going on in California and what you dealt with, you know, in Florida, what, you know... decade or two ago. That's scary stuff because they spread so fast.
Well, let's just say, you know, you're out in a little pasture and you go, okay, well, you know, you can let it burn off. Wait, hold on. There's a home there and actually a boat parked there.
Oh, that's scary.
And they saved the home, really. I mean, literally, they said it was 10 feet. Oh. The fire was within 10 feet of the home, and a boat was mere inches from there. Wow.
I was, since it's been like 12 or 13 years, I will admit that I was almost part of what could have turned into a really bad, scary experience. We were out outside of St. Louis, about an hour or so, in the country, friend's cabin. And there was a lot of what had been tree debris. We're talking like big trees, but, you know, piled up with a bulldozer kind of stuff. Big mounds. But they had been sitting there for a very long time. That just gives you an idea of the potential problem there. And we were shooting Tannerite, which is fun. Ooh. But we'd sit it up on the log, you know, on one of the logs, and shoot, bang, and the whole thing. And then all of a sudden you realize you start seeing little embers from deep in that had gone deep inside this pile of old wood. And we are like scrambling with buckets and trying to find the one hose that may be at the cabin. Because we could just envision, and it is how it happens, how quickly something.
I mean, was this a pile that was taller than your head?
Oh, absolutely. It was a good,
really?
It was a good 10, 12 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
And probably 40 or 50 feet wide.
Yeah, people are going to find out about that.
Well, and if that goes, everything around it goes.
Oh.
And you're out in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, that was probably one of the scariest moments. And why I think when I hear about these fires, I realize, wow, it does not take much.
And it could happen to anybody, literally.
Yes.
And that's why they say take all the precautions. Department of Forestry has a great website.
Yes.
They'll tell you what's legal, the safe way to do any burning. I have a suspicion, possibly, they didn't determine the cause of the fire, but during these very dry conditions, it can be a cigarette butt. And there are people that are still, you know, not conscious of that. And that is, you know, unacceptable. And, you know, if you're gonna be smoking, take care of your trash.
Yes.
That's your trash.
Yes.
And you should be taking care of it, especially when the harm you know it can do now, starting fires.
Uh-huh. Us send Dr. Ludi Bond to come after you.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that. She could get quite serious.
Uh-huh.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum strolled into his new role as Trump's Interior Secretary Thursday. Senate confirmed him with a 79-18 vote. So he kind of breezed in to some extent. He briefly ran for the Republican presidential nomination. And they said there was no real issues with his path to confirmation. And so he's I think he's going to do a great job, and I think he's going to support what President Trump's energy policy is, and that aims to expand oil, gas development, roll back environmental protections enacted under the Biden administration. And no, you know, this striving to be energy independent again and to actually have, you know, net that we can sell to other countries, it's not at the expense of having dirty water and air and all that. These are onerous regulations that were done on purpose just to stifle the oil industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is not like it's necessarily going to lead to better practices. They just want to, well, trip the guy that's walking down the street because they don't like oil. It's really what it comes down to. So Burgum, though, has acknowledged the existence of climate change, and as governor, he set ambitious targets of making North Dakota carbon neutral. But he suggested during these hearings that he would fast-track natural gas and coal development on federal lands to power artificial intelligence data centers.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to need huge energy sources for these things.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm not a big fan.
Apprehensive.
Yes,
is the word.
Yes,
I think. Yeah.
It is 8:45. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. It is 8:48. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is also National Have Fun at Work Day. And hopefully you're having some bits of fun here and there in the workplace. You know, that's the other thing that remote working, you know, you don't get that interaction. Now I get it. Look, if you've got an office and people like to come by and chit-chat and you got a ton of work to do, yeah, that's not good. But if you have a work pace and workspace where you can interact with people and kind of close it off when you need to, that's kind of nice.
I'm just trying to envision, you were talking about earlier this morning how when you were working at a rock station, was it Orlando back in the day?
Yeah.
The hall that you were playing football in. Now, is that the hall of the building, as in those stuffy bankers were walking down the same hall you were playing football in, or were you in your radio station suite?
So we had like, I guess, almost half of a floor. Not quite half of a floor.
Right.
So, yes, there were other businesses operating out of that floor.
So you were in the same hall as the stuffy bankers trying to, you know.
Yeah, but we could make them go around the other way. probably one of the things that didn't go over well.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and if there's one thing people hate, is a certain group of people hate this.
Yeah.
Seeing other people have fun.
That's true, too.
They're the people that, you know, call the cops because the kid is on a mini bike.
Right.
Now, granted, you probably want the kid to maybe have a helmet on or something. And
sure.
If they're more than 3 years old. But yeah, there's people that can't stand to see people having fun.
See, it's funny because what came to mind for me is I thought you were going to say play basketball. Because it made me think of our friend Bobby White, the GPD, the basketball cop. Because that's how that whole thing, you know, kind of went national in the sense of attention. Because
were they making too much noise or something in the neighborhood?
During the daytime, they're playing basketball, you know, and they call the cops on him. Well, Bobby shows up and he plays ball with them. And then, of course, then the whole Shaquille O'Neal showing up and it kind of went crazy from there. So
a ball bouncing on the pavement can resonate. And
yes,
and
it can.
I'm just very fortunate that depending on the nature of the sounds.
Yeah.
When I'm taking my nap, I can sleep through anything.
Right.
And I mean lawnmowers, whatever.
Well, now you've talked about some hearing loss because of some shooting in the past. Exactly. Where it's interesting because we are opposite in that way because, man, I hear everything.
Except when my wife
really wants me to do something, then sometimes I don't hear that.
Well, you're just in general, Barry, don't take this the wrong way, but just you're sensitive. You're sensitive to the hot, to the cold.
Yes.
And so
I think that all ties into the OCD thing, too. I think it's all one big package that comes together.
You wish Jen would say
that. Yeah, I know.
Several prominent stars with personal ties to Texas are urging the entertainment industry to say goodbye, California. Kiss my... All right, I added
what?
That.
What? Yeah, I added that. I didn't see that part.
And go ahead and move your productions to the Lone Star State.
Mm.
Yep. And the hope is, actually, from some of these people, that Texas will become the new Hollywood.
Nice. I loved the irony and the smack in the face. Remember when Georgia tried to pull that garbage? It had to do with both, you know, movie production and then you ended up having...
They lost the All-Star game there.
But my point being, they're trying to have no business, you know, go on. And then all of a sudden, you know, World Series, baseball, all that kind of thing. And it's kind of funny.
Well,
how things come back on you sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. They tried like a boycott type thing. What was it? Anti-woke or what? I forget what
it's been a while.
Can't even remember what the issue was. It was so
But when
lame.
The big game comes back to town and it's like there's all this business coming back in that you tried to block. It's like, you know, sometimes karma.
So when we talk about actors leaving California hoping that Texas will be the new Hollywood, we're talking about some pretty big names. Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson, Renee Zellweger, Dennis Quaid, they actually appear in a new video titled True to Texas.
Really?
In which they That's make a case for Hollywood to pick up stakes and move to the land of cowboys and oil fields.
I like it.
Yeah. Now, you know who does that as kind of a one-man band is the actor Jeff Daniels, mm-hmm. Dumb and Dumber, and a lot of other things he's done, but he's from Michigan. So he's a big
proponent
from Michigan.
Yeah.
Also, in the video is actor Billy Bob Thornton, and he's got a huge hit on his hands right now, that Landman.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
You haven't? What are you waiting for? It's the same guy, Taylor Sheridan, is co-writing and co-producing this. He's the guy that brought us Yellowstone.
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome then.
Oh, I'll check that out. I've been watching there. This season is done already, and I already ripped through it.
Yeah.
But they're planning for more, and I think it's well done. It's it's kind of like old school Hollywood, you know? In other words, you won't see any kind of wokey stuff and weird stuff.
Because nobody hates almost anything where you're watching a movie, and then whatever gratuitous, whatever, it's like, why'd you have to put that in there? That was not needed. In fact, it was a distraction.
And sometimes they would do it in more subtle ways, but if they could, you know, paint conservatives or Republicans or a certain way, they would absolutely do that. It's pretty much the opposite with Taylor Sheridan and what he does. Yeah, the video paints a dire picture of Hollywood as Los Angeles is picking up the pieces from these incredible, terrible fires and the damage done there. Hollywood is a flat circle, Wood, McConaughey says, later adding, this industry is like somebody's memory of an industry, and the memory's fading. I'm talking about a whole new hub for film and television, a renaissance, a rebirth.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds good.
There have been several states that have really, I think North Carolina was one that got very aggressive for a while.
Yes.
Georgia was aggressive for a while. Florida, it has been kind of up and down, pushed a little. I think part of it is it's such a great location to make a film that they haven't had to, you know, give away the store, so to speak.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's all helps in economic drivers.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not just the actors. You think of all the crews and all the support that comes to town. You're supporting local businesses, transportation, restaurants. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, plus we could be extras.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Be fun to at least do it to do it, just for the experience, bucket list kind of thing.
Yep. What was the movie years ago? Steve, who did, the comedian. I cannot believe I just went blank on it. And he did a movie, and it was actually done down on the campus.
Waterboy?
Who used to put the arrow through his head back in the day? Stand-up comic, white hair.
Arrow through the head?
Yeah.
Is this going way back?
Yes.
Like F Troop or something?
No, 70s. Who am I thinking of? He did the song about King Tut. Who did King Tut?
Steve Martin.
Could not think of his name to save my life, obviously. Anyway, a movie that he had done that was a part of that was done down on the campus in Gainesville. One of the scenes involved a sniper up in the clock tower.
Oh.
And a lot of Jen's family were in that. And you can kind of, if you watch, they're like in the stands and the whole bit.
Oh, okay.
You can see her sisters and a whole bunch of the family was actually in that. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, Joaquin Phoenix. His family live. They live in the Micanopy area, general kind of area there. But as soon as you said Steve Martin.
Yeah.
And you said King Tut.
Yeah.
Right then, the rest of my brain shut down, and this will be in my head the rest of the day. King Tut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else saying the same thing. Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
Then let's say it together. Thanks, Greg.
King
Tut. Thanks, Greg. The only way to erase that thing when it's stuck in your mind is to sing the Happy Birthday song.
Yeah, they say that takes away those earworms. I don't know. Although maybe a little peroxide would work, too.
It works.
Does it?
Yeah, okay. I don't have any worms.
Okay, we're good.
Come on, man. Are you having fun at work yet?
Hey, it's National Have Fun at Work Day.
National Have Fun at Work Day is happening right now. And you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky, Friday.